Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, Singapore has the highest robotic density, 831 per 10,000, and this has doubled in the last 2 years, according to the International Federation of Robotics. To tell us more if the implications of this and what's next with regard to robotic technology is Johan de Villiers, Managing Director, Singapore of ABB, which operates mainly in robotics, power, heavy electrical equipment and automation technology areas. ABB is also a technology leader that's driving the digital transformation of industries, operates in more than 100 countries with about 147,000 employees, and is participating in ITEP 2019 as well, 22nd to 24th October at the Singapore Expo. Thanks for coming today, Johan.
Hi, Harry. It's a pleasure to be here.
So robotics, automation, things that have been whipped around, but maybe for the lay people have always been a bit scary. But for businesses in manufacturing and other sectors, of course, they need to prepare their employees for the future. This is where automation and robotics comes into play, perhaps quicker than, say, radio presenters. How can they prepare their people for the future of work in Industry 4.0?
Yeah, it's interesting. The future of work is obviously a very important topic. And since 2016, there's been a lot of debate about it. But I just read this morning that in the 16th century, Queen Elizabeth turned down a patent to an inventor for automated knitting machines because she was concerned about the future of work for people that do knitting. So we have constantly worried about this. But some things are new. And from an industrial standpoint, we see two revolutions happening at the moment. The first is the energy revolution. That's got to do with renewable sources of energy and totally different uses of energy, for example, for mobility. And then the fourth industrial revolution. This change has always been with us, but it's happening much faster than ever before. And this is truly impacting the way that we work, the way that we live, the way that we play, the way we produce things, every aspect of society. And I think that means we've crossed the point where someone can have a single education to last him a whole career. We've come to a point where people have to embrace lifelong learning. And I think that's one of the key ways in which companies are preparing their employees, is to truly embrace learning as a way of life.
Even if, say, an industry or an entity such as, say, ABB, which deals in robotics and heavy equipment and that sort of thing, to encourage their employees to be learning outside of that scope too. Even if they were, say, degree holders in engineering, for example, mechanical engineering, they came to work for you.
Absolutely. I think you see some companies that are adopting, learning, and it's often hard skills that they look at just to survive, just to keep people employed and to continue to deliver value to customers. But the leading companies take this more holistic view that you've talked about, where they not only talk about hard skills, digital, robotics, automation, but they talk about leadership, about how to serve customers well, how to solve problems, how to collaborate with partners. Because nobody's got all the technology to solve the most difficult problems. And those are the companies that will lead and succeed into the future.
Right. And you reckon this growing demand for robotic density, so to speak, or the need to incorporate automation into our daily lives and Industry 4.0, as it were, as it continues to grow, it will impact our communities. How much more, you reckon?
I think it impacts us in almost every way. It's very interesting. Singapore has just been ranked, as you said, as the country with the highest number of robots per number of factory workers. I think it's important to understand that Singapore's economy could not be where it is today if it was not for this adoption of automation, because costs are relatively high, labor is relatively short. So it's been absolutely essential and key for a country like Singapore to succeed and to thrive. And this will continue into the future. The key for the future of Singapore is to drive productivity. We don't want productivity gains that come at the expense of our working hours, our personal lives.
Yeah.
We want to use technology in a smart way to complement and augment what we do as people, and so that we can be the best at what we do, and we can use machines to do the things that are unsafe or repetitive or boring.
What's next, though, in robotic technology? Well, so we've got them to help us with tasks that are perhaps physically strenuous, tasks that are repetitive, like you say. Might they take the next step and do tasks that think where humans were supposed to?
Yeah. What's next? Machines are continuing to evolve. We get smarter robots, especially with the grippers, the way that they can manipulate objects. There's a lot of development happening there. But for me, the most exciting development at the moment is how we combine software and digital solutions like artificial intelligence with machines like robots and motors and you know, the kind of machinery that you find in factories. That's completely changing the way in which we operate these assets, the way we maintain them. And the key thing is we can do things smarter, environmentally more sustainable, in more sustainable ways. We can improve energy efficiency by using data in a smart way and really drive that to make clever decisions about replacement of equipment, about design of equipment, about how we run these factories.
Johan, that all sounds quite optimistic, because I was always of the impression that, you know, we're a little behind when it comes to thinking about sustainability practices and being more friendly to our environment, so to speak. But you are seeing that people are recognizing, businesses especially are recognizing that that's a big thing, given how our Prime Minister talks about it at his National Day rally as well.
Absolutely. I think the key question around this thing is the speed of adoption. And I think there is a risk in the world that we end up with a two-speed world. There are those companies who are proactive, who are leading, who are seizing the opportunity that technology and digitalization and advanced manufacturing is presenting. And then there are those who are playing catch-up consistently. And we need to work together collaboratively, governments, education institutions, industry, to make sure this doesn't happen. That would not be a good outcome. Mm. But I think in Singapore, large companies, large local companies, large MNCs are generally fast at adopting this technology. Startups are very fast at adopting and in a way driving this. But there's this broad middle of small and medium-sized enterprises where I think we need to do the most work. Mm. There's a risk that people are too busy making money today with today's recipe and today's technology and might get left behind. And I think,
but oddly, they should see already that it's becoming harder to make money if they don't go with the punches and get with the change, so to speak.
Absolutely. I mean, my personal experience is that those are the most difficult companies to convince, partly because they are stretched. They don't have the bandwidth to take on these improvement projects. They are very busy doing what they're doing every day.
Johan de Villiers is Managing Director, Singapore of ABB. What do you think about, say, latest tech trends and issues ABB is helping customers to solve today?
Well, that's part of the great fun to be part of a company like ABB, because we truly are rolling out new technology every day. And we
Your excitement is palpable, Johan.
Well, it is exciting. And we firsthand see the results that it brings to our customers. So that really drives and motivates us to continue to develop new technology and to use our people, which is our most important asset, to solve complicated problems. So, you know, technology on its own, and I think many companies are realizing that, is not of much use. But when you can have people with domain expertise that understand, let's say, a food factory or how a paper machine works, and can apply new technology, can draw insights from data, that's when the music happens. And that's where I think we want to play, is to combine top people with great experience and the best technology there is to make things more efficient, more sustainable, and to drive quality and safety for customers.
Does ABB have sort of initiatives in place that would help your people learn these kinds of skills?
Absolutely. I mean, that is absolutely essential for us, that we continuously...
Because I imagine it would be challenging to find the talent out there. There is
right.
that tech talent crunch.
I think it's impossible to find people that are fully trained, completely prepared for this. So I think every company has to take responsibility to give their employees not only the hard skills, also the soft skills, but then the opportunity to play, to experiment with these things, to make proposals. And we do that. We've built a customer innovation center at our offices. And that's not just for our customers. It's very much also for our employees to come and try out things and play with technology to see how can they solve problems.
So we mentioned how ABB is also at ITAP 2019 at the Singapore Expo until the 24th of October. What do you expect will come out? You know, when like-minded people get together, usually there are fireworks.
Absolutely. I think that's when customers, educators, industry, technology providers and government come together and we collaborate and we think about how can we drive this agenda forward in a sustainable way, not in a way that loses jobs and creates undesired effects. But because you need all of this to come together. You need the right kind of education. You need the right kind of opportunities and you need the right speed of adoption of technology. and implement it in a sustainable way. And this can only happen when we sit around a table and we discuss.
Perhaps so we've been taking too pessimistic a view. I mean, we've talked about a lot here on Money FM 89.3, the onslaught of technological disruption, how people might lose their jobs. I mean, it's the rhetoric on the street amongst the Joe Plumber, so to speak, right? But actually, that's always happened. Evolution's always happened. Mm. Advancement has always happened. Like you mentioned, centuries ago, Queen Elizabeth already talked about it. So it isn't something that's new, so to speak.
That's true. I understand the concern. And I think there are definitely risks that we have to very carefully manage. But in a country like Singapore, I think those risks are low. And I think the opportunities far outweigh the risk. So I think I don't advocate a careless
sit kind back of, and wait attitude.
Approach,
yes, okay.
But if we are proactive and we embrace technology in a smart way, this will create jobs. And I think the data shows that. It's very interesting. If you look at this robotics report, the countries with the highest rates of adoption of robots have also got the lowest unemployment rates.
Mm.
So a very interesting statistic. Absolutely.
Where you can function at a high level, so to speak, right?
Absolutely.
How have you personally kept up, though, Johan? I mean, when we were kids, we had to go to the library, sift through dusty old books when we had to research for a school project. It's very different now for kids.
Yeah, that's true. It is very personal. I've had to come to a point where I realized, well, this is not just something that I can tell to our employees. I really have to live this. So I had to go and enroll myself in a course leading business, the digital business transformation was one of these courses that I did. And then I make sure every single day I read something where I learn about latest technology, the deployment of that, the risks of it, the value that it brings to our customers. I set aside at least 30 minutes a day to read. But I think you can learn in every situation that you find yourself in. In every meeting, there will be young people that ask smart questions, and you can learn from that. So I've had to learn not to be defensive, not to always live in the past and use past success to predict the future. But I think something we do at ABB is make sure that we have diverse teams. And people with different education backgrounds, obviously men and women. Mm. And that diversity brings healthy conversation, healthy discussions, creates a learning environment.
Mm. So, and the spark of innovation will always be
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Mm. Johan de Villiers is Managing Director, Singapore of ABB. Johan, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.